In this bulletin, a referendum on Indigenous recognition to be held within 3 years. An Australian student released from detention in North Korea denies spying accusations. And Serena Williams moves into the Wimbledon semi-finals for a 12th time. With the latest SBS News, I'm Matt Kennellan. Indigenous Australians Minister Ken Wyatt says a referendum on changing the constitution to recognise the nation's first peoples will take place within the next 3 years. But he says strict conditions must be met before a vote. Mr Wyatt will detail his plan for achieving constitutional recognition in a speech to the National Press Club in Canberra later today. The Australian student released last week after being detained in North Korea says accusations he was a spy are false. In a statement posted on social media, Alex Sigley has rejected North Korean claims of espionage, saying they are obviously false. The 29-year-old, who was detained for a little over a week, has called the whole situation very sad. The student expressed disappointment that he won't be able to receive his master's degree from a university in North Korea after completing more than half the course. Despite his detention, Mr. Sigley says he's both mentally and physically well. Britain's foreign minister says comments by US President Donald Trump about the British Prime Minister and her ambassador in Washington are disrespectful and wrong. In new tweets reacting to the leaking of correspondence critical of his administration, Mr. Trump has called Ambassador Kim Darroch wacky, a pompous fool and a very stupid guy. He's also criticised Theresa May's handling of Brexit, calling it foolish. During a television debate, Foreign Minister Jeremy Hunt, who hopes to become the next British Prime Minister, has thrown his support behind the ambassador.
The relationship between the UK and the USA is the most important alliance in history. On that, I agree with President Trump. But who chooses our ambassadors is a matter for the United Kingdom government and the United Kingdom Prime Minister. So I have made it clear, if I am our next Prime Minister, the ambassador in Washington stays.
Meanwhile, the two candidates competing to become Britain's next Prime Minister have clashed over who could be most trusted on Brexit. In a sometimes bad-natured television debate, Boris Johnson and Jeremy Hunt were both asked repeatedly if they would take Britain out of the European Union on October 31 and protect businesses from a so-called no-deal Brexit. Mr. Hunt asked his rival a number of times if he would quit as Prime Minister if Britain failed to leave by the deadline.
I asked you if you'd resign, Boris,
what I have with my
and you didn't answer the question. Will you resign if you don't deliver it, yes or no?
I think it's very, very important not to envisage any circumstances in which we would fail to come out of the EU on October the 31st. I don't want to hold out to the EU the prospect that they might encourage my resignation by refusing to agree a deal.
To sport, and Serena Williams is two wins away from a record-equalling 24th Grand Slam singles crown. She scrapped her way into a 12th Wimbledon semi-final with a rollercoaster 6-4, 4-6, 6-3 victory over fellow American Alison Risk. Williams will face unseeded Barbara Strakova for a place in the decider. The Czech veteran beat Britain's Johanna Konta 7-6, 6-1 to book her place in the semis and is happy with the way she's playing.
I think this was one of the best matches I played here, and especially I haven't been playing on centre court, so I enjoy it even much more, and it's a very special moment for me.
In the men's competition, Roger Federer faces world number 8 Kei Nishikori in the quarterfinals, with Rafael Nadal up against the 65th-ranked Sam Querrey. In cycling, Elia Viviani has sprinted to victory in Stage 4 of the Tour de France. The Italian won a sprint finish at the end of a long day on the 213-kilometre course. He is the first Italian to win a bunch sprint in the Tour de France since 2010, beating Norway's Alexander Kristoff and Caleb Ewan of Australia. Viviani now has stage wins in the Tour de France, Giro d'Italia and Vuelta a España. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 19. Adelaide, windy with showers developing, 16. Melbourne, late shower, windy, 16. Hobart, a shower or two developing, and 15. Canberra, partly cloudy, 11. Wollongong, sunny, 17. Much the same in Sydney, 18. Newcastle, sunny, also 18. Brisbane, mostly cloudy, 24. Cairns, a shower or two, 27. And sunny and 32 degrees in Darwin. I'm Matt Kennellan, and you can stay up to date with all the latest SBS news online and on social.